Hi, and welcome to episode 112 of the LDS Study Session with me, your host, Matthew Roberts. We're going to continue with, as I promised, with our study from the Come Follow Me manual this week. We are looking in the week September 16th to September 22nd, 2 Corinthians 8 to 13, God loveth a cheerful giver. And we are still in the first section for the personal study, which is found in 2 Corinthians 8, 1 to 15 and 9, 5 to 15. I can cheerfully share what I have to bless the poor and needy. And as I've been studying this a bit further, there's just so much that kind of jumps out of this. And as a stake, you know, our stake presidency are concerned about, you know, members and their willingness to be charitable and to share and the blessings they can receive from that. And so studying this is just like hitting home this message of, you know, what am I giving? What am I giving? What I can really give? We're going to carry on in 2 Corinthians, but then we're going to jump to Mosiah as well in the verses that are suggested by the manual, because they are wonderful verses. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 15, it says this: as it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. So I think Paul is trying to teach the concept here that if you have too many things, then you'll not have enough. It's that kind of paradox of the more you get and the more you have, the more you want. Whereas the little that you have, you know, you're just grateful for that little that you have. And, you know, you don't necessarily require anything else at that point. Obviously, you do. And that's why we're encouraged to give and share to others. But those individuals that basically give what they can, you know, will not find that they are lacking, because they will have great blessings that come. Paul then goes on in chapter 9, I should say, and then obviously gives the phrase that's linked to this entire week of scripture, actually, in verses 6 to 7. He says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, but God loveth a cheerful giver." I absolutely love these two verses, because the first one is very clear on the principle of the more we give, then the more blessings we receive. And the Lord promises this. He doesn't promise what blessings they are. He doesn't say, you know, if you give more, then you'll receive a greater amount of finance in return. But we know that we will be blessed, even if it's in the eternities, for those things. But then verse 7 really teaches an important principle about, again, the intent or sincerity or the meaning behind what we give. We spoke about the widow's mites yesterday and about how this taught that principle. But Paul lays out three ways in which we can give things. We can either give it grudgingly, so I don't really want to give it, but, you know, I've been told I should, so there you go. And then there's a second one, which we didn't really consider yesterday, but it was of necessity. So this is kind of the duty piece, where, you know, you give it because you know you have to, and you want to do it because you know you want to follow what the Lord has told you. But really, deep down, you're like, oh, you know, it's a bit of a pain, but, you know, I need to give it. I've been asked to, so here you go. I want to give it because I have been asked to, not because I want to help. But then obviously the third piece is the love, the charity, the actual charitable meaning behind what we can give, and to be a cheerful giver, as the Lord teaches. So, you know, that is excellent. But then we move forward, and this links really well to Mosiah chapter 4 in King Benjamin's great speech. And wow, I mean, I just love this section of scripture. I can't read all of it. I really do encourage you to have a look at it. It's Mosiah chapter 4, verses 16 to 27. I am just going to pick out two key verses for me personally, but there is a bunch of other wonderful verses around those as well. I am personally going to look at verse 19 of Mosiah chapter 4, which contains a phrase which you will probably have heard of before. It says, "For behold, are we not all beggars? Do we not all depend upon the same being, even God, for all the substance which we have, for both food and raiment, and for gold, and for silver, and for all the riches which we have of every kind?" King Benjamin is making the point that, you know, if you're reluctant to give, it isn't even yours to give, it is the Lord's. So you need to share it. You need to be, you know, charitable with the things that you have, because everything you've been given, not just when, and we're not just talking about materials and financial things here, we're talking everything. Even the earth on which we walk has been given to us by our Heavenly Father. And I think once we start to try and understand that mindset, truly understand it, we then start to recognise, oh, okay, I can give a little bit extra, you know, to someone that really needs it. Elder Jeffrey R. Harlan gave a wonderful talk entitled, Are We Not All Beggars? And, you know, it was filled with many great messages in October 2014. But this was something he said specifically about what King Benjamin taught. He said, quote, "For one thing we can, as King Benjamin taught, cease withholding our means, because we see the poor as having brought their misery upon themselves. Perhaps some have created their own difficulties, but don't the rest of us do exactly the same thing? Isn't that why this compassionate ruler asks, Are we not all beggars? Don't we all cry out for help and hope and answers to prayers? Don't we all beg for forgiveness for mistakes we have made and troubles we have caused? Don't we all implore that grace will compensate for our weaknesses, that mercy will triumph over justice, at least in our case? Little wonder that King Benjamin says we obtain a remission of our sins by pleading to God, who compassionately responds, but we retain a remission of our sins by compassionately responding to the poor who plead to us." Close quote. Again, you know, it's often we hear the phrase, oh, you know, you don't want to give to that person, you know, they probably, you know, they'll spend it on something else that they shouldn't. And, you know, that may well be true. You know, and that person obviously needs help more beyond the money that can be given. However, you know, just because that may be the case, we don't know. We can't judge that. We also don't know if they've brought it upon themselves or not. And even if they have brought it upon themselves, as Elder Holland taught, we all bring upon ourselves a ridiculous amount of things with the mistakes and weaknesses and sins that we make. So why would we, like in the parable of the debt, where the person has this huge debt to pay off versus the small debt that he was owed by someone else, why would we, you know, stop ourselves from giving cheerfully to someone who is clearly in need of help, even if they have brought it upon themselves, when we bring so much more upon ourselves, and yet we hope and trust that we'll be given, you know, some help and support and lifting up by someone that can help us more. You know, it makes complete sense that we should be thinking a bit about this a bit more carefully. But of course, there is also the point that whilst we are asked to give, we are asked to give cheerfully, we also need to remember to be aware of what we need to think in terms of giving. And that's, of course, to make sure that we do not give more than we can, or run faster than we have strength, which is the verse 27, which is one share in Mosiah chapter 4. It says, "And we see that all these things are done in wisdom and order, for it is not requisite that a man should run faster than he has strength. And again, it is expedient that he should be diligent, that thereby he might win the prize. Therefore, all things must be done in order." Now, you know, this I find great comfort in. I think sometimes I find too much comfort in it, and I think it may be sometimes an excuse for us to say, oh, well, you know, we've been told that we shouldn't give more than we can. And, you know, I think I've got, I need, you know, I can't give it right now. But I think we do need to be, you know, a bit soul searching with this and think, well, what can I actually give? And then, you know, ask the Lord in prayer to have that guidance. And of course, you know, the mention of the word order suggests there is ways that we can help in a way that is appropriate and works. So obviously, we know that in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we have a fast offering fund, where that is somewhere we can give something, and it's all done in order, it's all counted carefully, and it's all given to people that have come forward and, you know, sincerely expressed, you know, a problem or something that they need help to work through financially or in other material needs. And then they are able also to then find a way or to make a plan of how they can then not need that support anymore. And I think that is probably the order that we're talking about here, rather than just giving money to people randomly that we come across that we don't know will take and use for what they need, or they won't make a plan to, you know, make it so they won't need that help anymore. I suppose this is the order that King Benjamin may have had in mind. I'm just going to finish with a quote from Sister Linda K. Burton from a talk, I Was a Stranger, in April 2016. She said, quote, the general presidencies of the Relief Society, Yeomen and Primary have considered how to respond to the First Presidency's invitation. We know that you, our beloved sisters of all ages, come from all walks of life and live in varied circumstances. Each member of this worldwide sisterhood has covenanted a baptism to comfort those that stand in need of comfort. Yet we must remember that none of us should run faster than we have strength. And then she carries on and says, in all our prayerful efforts, we should apply the wise counsel of King Benjamin given to his people after he exhorted them to care for those in need. See that all these things are done in wisdom and in order. Close quote. So it is important to remember that whilst we have been asked to give cheerfully, we also need to not go too crazy. We need to be aware of what our actual needs are. Make sure all of our house is in order financially, and then we can look out and see, right, what is left that we can give. And I think what we'll find, as was said earlier in 2 Corinthians, that we'll recognise that there is more there that we can give. I don't know if I'm going to give an episode tomorrow about the two talks. I mean, I actually just referred to one of them just then by Sister Linda K. Burton. But there are two wonderful talks there by President Eyring and Sister Burton, which may be worth discussing tomorrow. So I'll have a little look at those over the next day. And if not, we'll move on to the next section. There is quite a lot to study in this week. And already this one section is causing a lot of opportunity to study as well. So I'll have a little look and see what we've got there to discuss. Thank you very much for your time. If there's anything that you've been studying, please share it at MattSRoberts90 at Twitter, or email at LDSstudySession@gmail.com. Thank you for your time, and until we meet again.